Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We're bringing the fire with 3 sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesdays, get cozy with bedtime stories on Wednesdays, and let Ashlyn unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now to get alerts when new episodes drop because things are about to get wicked.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Step into the shadows of my mind, where warped tales and forbidden desires collide. I'm Wicked Ashlyn, and things are about to get deliciously dark. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. My first story tonight is about chastity. When I first got into chastity, I didn't know much about it. But like most mistresses, you have to learn. You have to adapt. So my first time with chastity was very interesting. Let me tell you, there is nothing like feeling a chastity device being wrapped around your dick, your cock, trapping it in a cage, knowing that a mistress owns it, mistress controls you, knowing that you can only play when she lets you play, knowing you can only edge or stroke when she lets you stroke or edge. I love the control. I love bringing you to the very, very edge and making you stop. I love making you beg me to let you come, but not letting it happen. I love locking you up in chastity and just doing whatever I want with you, having my wicked way with you. And my first time with chastity was similar to that. Locked him in a cage, couldn't stroke, he couldn't play unless I told him to. I would let him edge, and he would edge for me. I kept him locked up for a week, with the mindset that there was no coming unless I say so. No coming at all. But when he finally got unleashed, it was amazing for him. Finally being able to pop, finally being able to come. It made the waiting worthwhile with how amazing, intense feeling it was. And he came back for more. And he continues to come back for more. He loves being locked up, and it's a good thing. Another short story is about chastity. Being able to control when you come makes me feel powerful, and I love it, and I can't get enough of it. So I had him locked up, and I was gonna make him do a week, just like the first guy, because I want him to feel that powerful, that intense explosion when he finally got to come. But he failed. He didn't last a week. I guess I tempted him too much to be wicked for me. And there's always a punishment if you don't last. And the punishment is always opening your wallet and showing me how apologetic you are for not being able to last. How sorry you are that you weren't able to last from stroking that cock. How you weren't able to stop yourself from coming. And then after you pay, I lock you back up again. You will stay locked up for a week until you finally not fail. Finally a good boy for your mistress, and I let you stroke and play until that week is up. But he learned fast not to give in to his urges, because after he stroked and play and came when he was locked up under chastity, he had to open up his wallet. Then he had to lock himself back up again. And then I was a lot tougher on him, like I would be on you if you gave in to your urges. You must always do what your mistress says. Once you give in to your mistress and do whatever she wants you to do, when she finally lets you explode, it's the most amazing, intense feeling ever in this whole wide world. You don't want to miss out on that. So if you want to give chastity a chance, look me up on wickedashlyn.com. Let's get wicked together. Let's play together. Trust me, this is a feeling you don't want to miss out on. Today I have 2 confessions to read to you. Our first confession comes from a listener that wants to remain anonymous. We will call him Tom. He learns the hard way about humiliation. Myself and my wife are part of a local swingers group. There might be 10 couples, all familiar with each other, and attend parties when we can. Since we started, I have really wanted to see my wife have sex with another girl. Problem is, she has maintained it will never happen. We were having sex 2 weeks ago, and again, I brought it up. But I got the surprise this time. She said yes, but on one condition. She said if she does it, I would have to have sex with another guy. As we were in the middle of sex and she had her mouth on my cock at the time, I agreed. Last Saturday night, we attended a small party with three other couples. The girls started off and my wife did join in for the first time. For an hour, us guys sat around rubbing our cocks as all four girls played. I got to see my wife on her back with a girl licking her pussy as another sat on her face. The girls even took turns with a strap on. As the girls decided to take a break, my wife pretty much outed me. She announced I wanted to try guy on guy and asked if any of the guys would help me out. Well, two of the guys agreed. A few minutes later, I was on my knees with two cocks in my face. I sucked both of them, and for maybe 30 minutes, the three of us changed positions several times and sucked each other. From somewhere, a bottle of lube found its way to the mix. My wife made the suggestion I take the bottom row. I found myself on my hands and knees as one of the guys started working his cock into my ass. It felt so uncomfortable. He finally got enough of his cock inside me that he pulled out and pushed back in. As he started really fucking my ass, the other guy got in front and wanted me to suck him at the same time. It was hard to concentrate on sucking his cock because my asshole was on fire. It did hurt. Then something happened that made me forget the cock in my ass. My own cock started to get hard. Super hard. I was so embarrassed and scared to death everyone would notice it. And yes, they did. One of the other wives started pointing and laughing. My own wife screamed, "Oh my God, he loves it." She got up off the couch and got down beside me. She reached underneath and grabbed my cock. Barely touched it and I shot cum all over her hand and on the floor. As everyone laughed, she rubbed the cum all over my lip. Started slapping my ass and telling the guy to fuck the little fag harder. He increased his pace and a minute later he shot his load in my ass. Everyone in the room started clapping their hands and cheering. I was completely humiliated. Now, our next confession comes from our listener Tina. She learned the grass is not always greener on the other side, and be careful what you wish for. Her confession is because she's wanting to warn other girls. When my husband finally agreed to go to the party, I was thrilled. He knew I wanted to have sex with the host, but eventually agreed after lots of badgering and pleading from me. The host was supposed to be well endowed and fancied me. At the party, which by the way was a private sex party holding 40 plus people, I'd already sucked off one guy and had another tongue me as my husband. Watch, sort of. He had an offer from a woman, but declined her saying he wasn't interested and went and got a drink. Finally, the host took me upstairs and fucked me. Only he didn't last long and I was left feeling extremely frustrated. Going back downstairs, I couldn't find my husband. Then a guy told me he'd gone upstairs with a young woman. I went up and found him laying on a bed with this pretty young brunette bouncing up and down on his cock. They didn't see me and it was obvious they were both having a great time. I left them to it. Back downstairs an hour later, my husband and the young woman came down laughing and kissing. My husband introduced her to me and she said, "I can't believe you let him fuck other women, he's amazing." We all had a drink and they carried on being flirty with each other. Then right there in front of me and everyone else, she took my husband's cock out and gave him a blowjob. I couldn't help myself from feeling so jealous and stopped them, but my husband told me, "What's good for the goose is good for the gander." They walked into the huge kitchen and I followed to see my husband fucking the young woman from behind over the kitchen island. Half an hour later we left, but not before I watched my husband having a very passionate kiss with a brunette. It's now been 8 months since the party and I'm now living by myself. My husband, who never really wanted to go to the party, is living with a young woman. They've apparently been inseparable and it hurts. It hurts a lot. My husband is 41, he's 24, and from all accounts he now wants a divorce, not filed yet. I made a huge mistake and missed my husband terribly. I now know I hurt him too. Only yesterday I heard they're moving away, so I won't get to see him around. What a fool I've been. Now, if you would like to get your own confession on the Be Read on the show, just look for the confession link on our podcast on wickedaddison.com. Can't wait to hear them. I love it when you confess. Now, my second story I always like to play with. I always try to make it about me, something I've done. And as you learned in my last Dirty Talk with Ashlyn, I have a high sex drive. And that's no secret. I'm not gonna hide it from anyone. Well, one time I went on a date and it was at the bowling alley. I love to go bowling and we had a game of bowling and then sat at a table and had a drink and talked and just hung out. But we both had a good time. And then after we got in talking and got in bowling, we went out to the car and sat in it and talked some more. And that led to things, kissing, and kissing led things. And before I know it, he's kissing me, his hands inside my pants. We're in the middle of the bowling alley parking lot. My pants are pulled down around my knees at the time. And his hands is rubbing my pussy, rubbing my clit. I'm moaning. I'm not even trying to stay quiet. I'm really enjoying it. I'm moving my hips to his fingers as he fingers me. I'm coming over and over again. It was delicious and it was wicked. And I loved it. The thought of getting caught, the risk of getting caught, it makes it feel so much more fun. I love it. I think everyone should have a chance to feel that. How it's a powerful feeling when you do it. It's scary, but it's also amazing knowing that anyone could walk by and catch you, but you don't care and you go with it and you enjoy it. And boy, did I enjoy it. Definitely would do it again. Feeling fingers rubbing my clit, sliding inside my pussy as people are walking around the car, getting into their car. Oh, the risk of getting caught is so hot. Just the thought of it right now is making me soaking wet. Definitely want to do it again. And I think I will. And I'll be sure to tell you all about it in a bonus podcast. Definitely subscribe so you can hear about it. Where do you think I should try getting risky at next time? Go to wickedashlyn.com. Put it in a confession. I confess I want Wicked Ashlyn to get naughty here or naughty there. Do it. And I will be sure to do it and tell you all about it in a bonus podcast or another Dirty Talk with Ashlyn. Can't wait to try it. Now it's time for my secret. Told you at my first Dirty Talk with Ashlyn, and I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to let you in on a secret that I do not have advertised on my website. In fact, I don't advertise it anywhere but here. You can talk to me for 8 minutes for free if you have never used Night Flirt. Go to call/chatme link, click on the Night Flirt advertisement. Night Flirt will give you 3 free minutes, then send a message to me through Night Flirt that you signed up from the podcast, and I'll send you 5 additional minutes. And I think this week, because of after my second story, I want to add a line. It's going to be a risk taker line. And that's for my callers who want to call me and tell me all about the risks they love taking. So definitely connect with me. Tell me about your risks. Let's hear it. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you'd like to learn more about me as a mistress or submitting a confession, visit my wickedashlyn.com website. Keep wicked. Can't wait to hear from you.